We had our First Friday Arts segment a few moments ago. We'll stick with the arts theme on this first hour of the exchange today. Our next guest brought all of his musical instruments, which are really his voice. Cornflower is a one-man band based here in the Rogue Valley. He plays concerts sometimes with other musicians, but often just by himself. But he sounds like a whole band because he uses his voice to mimic instruments, and he sings, and it's easier for him to demonstrate. So he brought all his stuff today, which is really not a lot. It's one little bag. Cornflower, welcome to the exchange.
Thank you, Jeff. It's good to be here.
Not likely you were born with the name, and I understand for the first time yesterday. There's an interesting story,
yes,
like a three-chapter story
it
about
is.
The name Cornflower.
It's a three-story play that one day I will produce.
Sounds good. So, but your given name is John Francis Cohenour?
That is right. Born and raised in Kingsport, Tennessee. And I got the nickname from a two-year-old boy when I was 18. And then later, other friends gave me the nickname without knowing that the boy had given me the name. And then I was studying the indigenous heritage of the valley I was born in the Holston Valley, and found out that the leader of the Cherokee tribe was named Cornflower during their golden age. So
wow.
Yeah.
So three reinforcements for the name
Cornflower. Yeah, at that point I was like, okay, there's something to this.
I'm sticking with this.
Yeah.
So how did you first get into doing this? I mean, were you musical as a kid? You play band, that kind of thing?
No, actually, I didn't study music. We had music in the house constantly. I sang at church, but I really just loved mimicking sounds, like industrial sounds, phones ringing, cartoon characters on television. I would just make all of the sounds and drive my family crazy. But then I was in a rock band in high school, was the lead singer. That sort of got me singing. But after high school, I got into playing djembe and rhythms and really fell in love with rhythms, and then got into Bobby McFerrin, and that's what really set me off.
So you listened to Bobby McFerrin first and
yes,
started mimicking what he was doing?
Yeah, you know, I would just make sounds and you know, that whole history. I was taught to beatbox by my cousin back in middle school. And so all of these little things just slowly emerged together. And then I think my first real show was here in Ashland at the historic Ashland Armory, and that was July 2004.
So why don't we get a sample of what it is you do here? So
right.
We'll let it rip. Here's,
Let's do it.
Cornflower Live. Cornflower is based in the Rogue Valley. He's going on tour with three shows already on the schedule and perhaps more coming up as well. So here is Cornflower.
Monks on Main Street. Shake it, daddy. why my body's floating and decompressing to the magic of our one soul monks on Main Street. Monks on Main Street. Monks on Main Street. Monks on Main Street. Baby, 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 baby,
Big Finish. That is Cornflower. Cornflower live on the Jefferson Exchange as part of our Friday Focus on the Arts. Cornflower is a Rogue Valley one-man band. What is this called? Soultronica? Acapella Soultronica?
I was playing at High Sierra Music Festival in 2011, and David Margulies came up on stage after I finished, and he said, 21st century sweet soul music. And I thought, oh, I love soul music. That's what it is. I'd come up with all these multi-genre, you know, names to try to explain it. And, you know, a lot of people say it sounds a little like electronica because of how I do everything. And so I just merged the two, Soultronica.
We have shot a video that may or may not get on Facebook later today that will show people what you do. But you got two boxes with about six or seven pedals each on them.
Yeah.
And so that's the process of you capturing the things you lay down as tracks.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I have a loop station that captures all the loops. So I have a pedal that I click when I'm starting to sing. And then I stop it and it immediately starts to play back what I just did. And then I can layer over top of that.
But you got to remember then what sound you allocated to each pedal. I've been watching your feet move during that song.
Yeah, it's taken time. I've been doing it for about 8 years with the loop pedal, and you know, it just becomes a part of you. It's pretty amazing. It's a little dance. I would love to have a video camera just on my feet and see what it looks like.
Yeah, you got to be pretty nimble on that. It's kind of like watching a basketball player work or a ballerina or something. So, do you ever? I mean, how long did it take you to learn the mechanics of this? Let alone all the sounds you could make. It sounds like that came pretty naturally.
You know, the sounds were just coming through. I like I said, I didn't study music, and it just is sort of born naturally out of the moment, and everything comes from an improvisational place, and then the songs are then written from that. But I did that for years, and the Ashland community bought me my first loop pedal, and I dove right in. Within a few months, I was back out performing with it.
What do you mean the Ashland community bought you your first?
Yeah, it was at the end of one of my concerts at the Old Mobius on 4th Street. We finished, and right before my encore, like, the Ashland community had chipped in together and bought a loop pedal behind my back and brought it up to me, and it was awesome. Changed my life.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So another thing that changed your life, you actually did study with Bobby McFerrin. It wasn't just being
yes.
a fan, but you got to spend some time with the master.
Well, it was really great. I had a dear friend that bought my wife and I tickets to see him in Medford at the Criterion, and we went and saw him, and on the way up there, I told my wife, Nikita, I said, he's going to call me up on stage by name. And it was just sort of blurted out. And she goes, okay. And we were there, and I got to go up on stage with him and perform a duet. And then afterwards, he was looking for another tenor. And he goes, hey, Cornflower, you're a tenor. Get back up here. And so I told him, I was like, I'm going to be at your master class this summer. And I got to go out to Omega Institute in upstate New York and be there with him for a week. And it was life-changing.
That sounds like amazing stuff.
It was incredible.
I want to get the tour dates mentioned before we send you back up to the microphone for another one. Where are you going to be and when?
Ashland, Oregon on April 11th. Mm-hmm. Grants Pass, April 17th, and then Portland, April 24th. And all the information's on my website.
Okay.
And you got cornflowermusic.com.
You think you'd be lengthening the tour beyond those 3 dates?
You know, I've already got a show May 8th in San Carlos, California, so I'm trying to get some dates in California right now. So I should be playing Santa Cruz in the second week of May, and then possibly even Costa Mesa, south of L.A.
Okay. So. Why don't we hear what you can do one more time?
All right.
What do you got?
You Are the Medicine. It's a new song I wrote and had Evan Burton and Skip Burton from Indubious, the trio, reggae trio from Ashland, and they wrote lyrics and added their part to the song, so I'll be playing their parts tonight, or this morning.
Okay. Tonight, yeah. It's usually at night. You Are the Medicine from Cornflower. Yeah. A lot of people not used to performing music at 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning, but here we go again with Cornflower and You Are the Medicine here on the Jefferson Exchange.
To heal the world with our love.
Cornflower, wonderful work. Cornflower on tour, Ashland the 11th of April, Grants Pass on the 17th, and Portland on the 24th. Cornflower, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Jeff.